And it is disturbing.
Nothing like the regulars. The pod in Brad Nichols' podcast means pinnacle of divinity. Nobody knows that except me, but now I've let it out. I've put it out there. It means pinnacle of divinity. People think it means something else about, you know, the origins of the word podcast with the pod, with the apple and things like this. Fuck off, it doesn't. Maybe for other people it does, but for me and for Brad Nichols' podcast, pod in the podcast, it's not capitalized, doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be. It's pinnacle of divinity cast. All right? And the P is capitalized. But it's both the name, the word, and the meaning. Okay, this is how it works. So there you go. Now you know. All this time you didn't know. Well, now you fucking do. It's Brad Nichols, pinnacle of divinity cast. All right, that's what it is. We are the pro wrestling religion. A religion that's actually fun. It's fun stuff. Church of Brad is fun stuff. And the Church of Brad is an institution by itself. It's a church. And it's something that, you know, it snakes. It moves. It moves and it entwines everything. And it runs throughout it all, throughout the Sui Generis, throughout my world, throughout me. This is what the Church of Brad is. And we're the pro wrestling religion, and we don't have to fucking really, you know, it all being about pro wrestling, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean. We are the pro wrestling religion. We're the pro wrestling of religions, because it's actually fun. Nobody wants to be a Christian anymore. Nobody wants to be a Muslim. No one wants to be a Buddhist. People still are these things, but they don't want to be these things. They want to be a Bradite. They want to be a Bradian. All right? They want to be a Bradist. That's what they want to be. That's what they want to be. And that's what they can be if they practice. They got to read up first, and then they got to practice the truth. All right, and believe in me, and you believe in me, then you're a part of the gang. You're in the fucking club. You're a member of the Church of Brad. You should also give me money. That's an important part of it. That's a big important part of any religion. It's giving money to what you believe in. So yeah, you got to give me money as well. You don't have to, but it's a positive if you give me money. Talking about my religion, anyone seen Kim Graham lately? I've seen Kim Graham lately. I've seen Kim Graham pictures and some pictures that I've never even seen of my son, Kim Graham. These pictures I've seen on these TikTok fan-made videos coming up on TikTok. And I've seen a few of them. I think I saw one of them. I saw one of them, one of these videos where it's like, actually, like, behind the scenes, when the camera is on them, but maybe it shouldn't be on them, but it's on them, type of pictures of Kim Graham and Les Seraphim. And maybe that's what the whole fucking thing should have been called in the first place. It should have been called Kim Graham and Les Seraphim. It's got a ring to it. Les Seraphim by itself It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Less anything. It's like you're fucking trying to get some hair up. You're a kitty cat trying to get some fucking hair up out of your throat. It's like that. But Kim Garam and Le Seraphim actually sounds better. A lot better. That's what it should have been. That's the reality we should be living in. But we're not. We're living in this fucking reality, aren't we? So it's Le Seraphim and Kim Garam gets removed from the picture. She does. Anyway, I saw this fan-made TikTok, and it's these pictures, some of which I haven't seen before, and it's Kim Garam and the members, the other members of Le Seraphim, when they first debuted. And people talking about, where is she? I miss her so much. When is she coming back? I need a comeback. And you know what? Everyone be talking about these Christians, these Catholics. Other people be talking about the second coming of my son, Jesus Christ. And that's not going to happen. He's on another planet as another being. But really what these people need to be talking about is the second coming of my son, Kim Garam. When's Kim Garam going to come back, huh? When's her fucking second coming? Where's her redemption arc? We need it. We don't need it, but it will be an amazing thing if it does happen. Kim Garam. And it's possible, it really is. And it's got to... It hasn't got to happen, but oh man, wouldn't it be fucking fantastic if it happened? Thing about Le Seraphim is that they are beautiful, and they are very talented, and they are very skilled. And I hate it. I fucking hate that I see them, and I like them. I love them, man. But they can never be like the way Twice was. When I was super into Twice, you know, I'm a number one once. By the, I'm the number one once. Once. That's what I am. I was the number one on the VLive app out of 5+ million people. And my picture was the first picture, the first bubble on the fucking page, on Twice's official page. Profile page. I did that. I did. I was really into Twice. I saw them in New York. Well, New Jersey. I saw them in New Jersey. But like, I can never be into Le Seraphim the same way. And it's possible that maybe I would have been. Imagine if Kim Garam stayed in that group. I would have been, you know, is my Kim Garam, my son there. And I've got fucking, what is it, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4. Is it 4 or is it 5? I think it's 5. I got these 5 bitches there. These beautiful, talented, skilled bitches there. For me to love. You know? It could have been a whole thing. If they kept Kimmy. Kimmy Garami. But they didn't. They didn't. Hybe is a malevolent presence. Hybe is a darkness. They are. They're a terrible thing. They're a terrible thing. But Le Seraphim, they are very talented and skilled. And the most important thing as a K-pop idol is to bring in the people and create that parasocial relationship. You want to make them feel like your friends, your lovers. You know, you got to do that. And they do it very well. They do it very well. They have the personalities. Each and every fucking one of them have the personalities. They have that skill of creating that connection through the screen. And they're great, you know, singers and dancers, sure. And their music, I like some of their music. You know, so it's rough stuff. It's rough stuff what happened to Kim Garam, because it could have been fun stuff with Le Seraphim. It could have been, you know. I don't like children. I'm not into children. So although I love New Jeans music, I think it's great music. I can't be creating the parasocial with the New Jeans, these children, you know. So it's, yeah. And I've got bands like IVE. But IVE, they are, is One Young and Friends. It's not the same thing. And One Young is a character. She's there with her sticks. But I can't love IVE. Even though I do enjoy most of their music. I do enjoy most of IVE's music. But they don't have the same power in each and every one of their members that a group like Le Sserafim have. Like a group like Twice have. IVE, it really is like Jang Won Young, and then there's this other girl who tries her best. She tries her best. But she's not Jang Won Young. And then you got the three others. You got the one with the scar on her face that sometimes is chubby, sometimes is a fatso. And then she loses weight and everyone's like, woo! And then she gets fat again and everyone says how positive we have to be about that. She a lot of times has blonde hair. She's called Liz. Then you got this really stuck-up bratty one called Lisu or something. And she's very young and, yeah, she has very thick thighs as well. Disturbingly thick thighs for her body shape. I love body shaming. I do. And then you got one that went depressed. She had a depression. She had that storyline come up a while ago. I think she's back now called Ray. And people saying she's lazy now. She's been doing the dances lazily. You got her, but she's a great singer, she is. And then there's another one, isn't there? Who's the other one? Is there another one? I'm going to have to see about this. Yeah, there is. Who's the other one? Oh! The forgotten one. Gail. She's got, like, she looks quite sexy. She's quite sexy, but she's also irrelevant. She's like, I would have sex with you kind of girl is what she is. But she's also irrelevant. She had one moment. She had one moment throughout her whole career in one song when there's all these cameras on her and she does this line. And for a while, it was a bit trendy. It was a bit viral. But it wasn't massive. It wasn't huge. But she had that one moment. That's what's going to go on her fucking gravestone. Just a gif. A jiffy gif of that one moment. 5 seconds or something. Her doing that. That's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be for her. But it is Jang Won Young and friends. And her sticks. Her stick arms. Her stick legs. And she did seem to gain some weight. A while ago. A few weeks ago. Maybe a few months ago. She seemed to gain some weight. But then it's the progress has been lost. She's back to anorexia. That's what she's back to. We have this very well done plastic surgeried idol. They've taken a weird looking pretty girl and made her a fucking beautiful woman who still looks a bit strange. In the side profile. You look at her side profile, there's something off about it. But she is beautiful. She really is. But they're punishing her. Like, does she have anyone that loves her? Is there anyone around her that can just grab her, put her in a room, lock the door, strap her to a chair, and start forcing cheeseburgers and milk down her fucking throat? That's what she needs. She doesn't need fame, she doesn't need money, she doesn't need attention. What she needs is a fucking cheeseburger. And that's hard for me to say. I don't eat cow, I don't eat pig, and you know what?
A news announcement.
tell the fucking news to stop talking about Gaza and talk about this instead. I no longer eat chicken either. It's a hard, like, no with the cows. No more beef. None of that anymore. With the pigs, I mean, bacon was tasty, but a lot of pork made me sick. Pork belly was always nice, but I've been a bit sick with pork at different points in my life. So I wasn't really a big eater of pig, but yeah, can't eat the pig anymore. Really, you know, not really. And the chickens, I'm not going to eat them most of the time, but maybe I will eat them sometimes. I'm in that kind of feeling where I'm not going to eat them, but I have also seen videos of chickens just fucking, you know, taking down a lot of living beings themselves. These chickens are eating, you know, these insects and these things, and I'm sure they could eat a little frog or something, or even a big frog or something. You know, they're not exactly the way cows are with the grass. They're not staying away from the meat themselves. But I don't like the way they're treated. I don't like the way that they are treated. And you can say, oh, get the fucking free range, open doors all over the fucking shop, chickens. But we all know, that's bullshit. We all know it's just language, and most of the times these chickens are treated terribly. That's why they're so cheap. They're stuffed in to these places, and it drops the price, and they're fed all of this shit and all that. So look, I do still eat some fish, and very rarely I might eat a chicken, because I've seen some videos of chickens eating other things and really enjoying it. So, yeah, there you go. And with the pigs, it's also like, maybe, because pigs can eat fucking anything, you know. You throw a person in there, they eat that up. You throw a prostitute, they do eat it up. They eat it up. So maybe a pig, like extremely rarely. But no cows. Cows are eating grass. And they're fucking so nice and friendly and happy. What are you doing? What are you doing eating a cow? Fuck you if you're eating cows. And fuck me for eating a lot of cows. Throughout my life, I've ate a lot of cows. But it stops. It's stopped now. And other animals as well. Yeah, I'm not eating them. You know, I don't even need to go into, you know, bunnies. Never ate a fucking bunny, I don't think. What else? Like goats. Not going to eat a fucking goat. Friendly people as well. Goats are. They are. They very much are. Yeah. So that's where I am with that. So it pains me. It pains me to say that Jiang Wanyoung, the best thing for her would be cheeseburgers and milk. Alright, we gotta fatten this bitch up permanently. And I'm sorry to the cows, I'm not eating you. I don't want anyone else to eat you, but you're gonna have to take a sacrifice on this one thing. We gotta fucking pump some chubs into her. I wanna see chubby Wanyoung. I do. I think she has a nice personality as well. I think she would make a genuinely nice friend. I think she would make a genuinely nice girlfriend as well. She has an air of snotty narcissism, like a stuck-up, cunty vibe. But I think that's a put-on. I think it's more a character she's playing. I think inside she's very soft. And I think when she listens to my podcast and when I talk about her, she gets a bit upset. that I'm saying these things. And I don't want to upset her. I don't want to upset you, Jiang. Won Young. I don't. I'm not really worried for your health, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm worried for your health. That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about your health, your well-being. And I'm putting the call out there to your friends and family, the people around you. They need to do something, okay? They do. Because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the TikToks. I'm sick of me, you know, searching for you whenever it pops into my head. Like, I want to see the stick legs. I want to see the stick arms. I'm sick of it. All right? You got to fucking... You got to do this. We got to do this. We got to do this. We got to do this for me, most importantly. I was sitting on the toilet not too long ago in my life. That's what I was doing not too long ago in my life today. And I was listening to Ives' new song. It's called Baddie. And it's great. I mean, a lot of their songs are great. I was listening on TikTok. I searched on TikTok, something I don't do that much, but I searched for this specific thing on TikTok, and I was going through the baddie videos of this new song. I was very happy about it. What a life I live. I sit on a toilet, and I shit in the toilet, and it goes somewhere else. I don't know where the fuck it goes. And it is kind of weird that I shit and I piss. I pissed as well. I shit and I piss. And all that going down the toilet, the shit and the piss, it mixes with all these other people's shit and piss. That's something we haven't thought about. No one's thought about this ever. When we shit and piss in a toilet, it goes from the toilet into those pipes. And it's transported of shit and piss and other things that people throw down the toilet and flush. Ugh, man. Probably some cum in there. A lot of period blood in there as well. Fucking yucky yuck. What a disgusting... What, vomit as well? All of this stuff we need to get out. We've built this mechanism to get it the fuck as far away from us as quickly as possible as we can. Just go. And it all mixes together. Ugh, it's a horrible thought. Oh, no. Like, you're staying in a hotel, right? You take a shit, you take a piss. And you go down for breakfast and you have some croissants. And you have some eggs. You have a fucking hot chocolate, you have some orange juice, you have some yogurt. Maybe even have some yogurt. You have these things, you know, bread. Some jam on there. Different condiments. And then all those people you see at breakfast, their shit, their piss, is mixing together. And it's mixing, oh, your shit and piss is mixed together with all of their shit and piss. And it's somewhere, we don't know. But something that was inside me, something that I, this is horrible, something I processed in my body, and then I got rid of, is now all together with everyone else's, that same product of that process. This is horrible. No one else has ever thought about this. Even the people who invented the toilet, invented the pipes, even people who work in sanitation, no one's ever thought about this. This is horrible. This is disturbing. I was going to do a whole bit, a whole rant about how, oh yeah, the modern world, great, woo, look at me, I can sit on the toilet and watch these Korean women shake their asses with their anorexic legs and their great music through this rectangle I hold in my hands, and I can shit and piss, and it's happy days. But now there's been this disturbing thought of that. And it is disturbing. Oh, man. Like, imagine where you live. You're living. Your neighbours are doing that. You go outside. The whole street. The whole city. The whole town. The whole country. The whole village. All mixing together their shit and their piss. And where does it go? People say, oh, where does it go? They go to the moon. They go to fucking Mars. It's going deep into the core of the earth. Beyond the crust. Alright, let's... let's, we're going to do this. We're going to get Ive Batty up, and we're going to listen to it. I actually haven't listened to the whole thing yet. I've only, I think, heard the chorus. So let's listen to the whole thing. Let's go. Batty, batty, little batty. Catch me if you can. Nothing like the regulars. Come on, let's go. I'm a baddie, pretty little whiskey baddie. Catch me if you can. Catch me if you can, daddy. This is a weird fucking music video. It's got like giant cats in it, and there's religious aspects to it, Satanist aspects to it. Yeah. Anyway, this is the episode. This has been episode 100. We have made 100 Brad Dingle's podcast. When you're listening to this, if you do listen to it on the day it comes out, I will be in Romania getting ready for my flight to the United Arab Emirates. Asia Trip 7 is nearly here, and it will be here. It will still nearly be here by the time this comes out. November 3rd, this will be coming out. And yeah, the next day I fly to Abu Dhabi. Flying to now I can't fucking say it properly. Abu Dhabi. Yeah, there we go. London, Luton to Bucharest on the 1st of November, Wednesday. And Saturday, the 4th of November, Bucharest to Abu Dhabi. And then I'll be going to Dubai from there. Been to the UAE a lot in terms of landing, being in the airport, and then taking off again. But I've never gone actually out into the country itself. So looking forward to that. And then I'm going to Oman after that on the bus. And then we'll see after that. I have lots of options. I'll see after that where I decide to go. Yeah, I got many different routes planned for, yeah, for that, those decisions to be made. They will be made. It's going to be a great trip, a big Asia trip. I love them very much. Yeah, so, and I'm recording all of November episodes before I go on the trip. Yeah, and editing them and scheduling their release before I go. All right, this has been a fun episode. See you in the next one.